Joe Biden celebrates Transgender Day of Visibility days after trans shooter murdered six at Christian school. By Hannah Blow on March 31, 2023. President Joe Biden celebrated Transgender Day of Visibility on Friday, making no mention of the massacre that occurred 5 days earlier at a Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, after a transgender shooter allegedly murdered six individuals, including three children. On Transgender Day of Visibility, we want you to know that we see you just as you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support, Biden said in a social media update. We'll never stop working to create a world where you won't have to be brave just to be yourself, he added, making no mention of the victims of the horrific shooting that occurred at a Christian school in Nashville earlier this week in the tone-deaf message. Several commenters were outraged by the president's announcement. They deserve mental health treatment for gender dysphoria, a mental illness, one said as another added, what about Christians? What an absolute perversion of the word of God, another remarked. No tweet about the Christian children that were targeted and killed, I see, another said. Biden's tweet followed the White House proclamation released Thursday, which asserted that transgender Americans shape America's soul. The proclamation read in part, emphasis added. Transgender Americans shape our nation's soul, proudly serving in the military, curing deadly diseases, holding elected office, running thriving businesses, fighting for justice, raising families, and much more. As kids, they deserve what every child deserves, the chance to learn in safe and supportive schools, to develop meaningful friendships, and to live openly and honestly. As adults, they deserve the same rights enjoyed by every American, including equal access to health care, housing, and jobs and the chance to age with grace as senior citizens. But today, too many transgender Americans are still denied those rights and freedoms. A wave of discriminatory state laws is targeting transgender youth, terrifying families and hurting kids who are not hurting anyone. An epidemic of violence against transgender women and girls, in particular women and girls of color, has taken lives far too soon. Last year's Club Q shooting in Colorado was another painful example of this kind of violence, a stain on the conscience of our nation. Like Friday's remark, Thursday's White House proclamation made no mention of the six individuals murdered by the suspected transgender shooter earlier this week. The woman, who believed herself to be a man, allegedly opened fire at the school, murdering three adults and three children, including the daughter of the school's pastor. Watch CCTV footage released of Nashville shooter Audrey Hale. The tone-deaf messaging and willful ignorance of the White House comes on the heels of the establishment media testing a new narrative around the shooting, asserting that the transgender suspect was rejected by her Christian parents, despite the fact that the 28-year-old still lived with them in their home. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre also went as far as callously stating the transgender community is under attack. Far leftists have continued to push their unscientific and experimental radical gender ideology on the American public, deeming procedures, from castration to mastectomies, gender-affirming treatments to deal with a mental issue.